This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, let's get it. 60 for the high today. It's going to be a little windy out there, but it's a nice day to fly kite.
Get your windbreakers ready.
We're going mall walking. Or, better yet, let's go hit up the pier, get some frozen custard at Abbott's. Is Abbott's open yet?
When is
Abbott's open?
Does it ever close?
Guys, you better hit me up right now and tell me when
is... no information.
When is Abbott's grand opening of the season?
Oh my gosh.
Because I've been craving some chocolatey custard. Speaking of ice cream.
Speaking of wellness.
Speaking of just getting after it at the gym.
Oh my gosh.
Does working out get easier? Or do you just get used to it?
Somebody asked me this question recently. And I was like, you know, I don't know the actual answer to that. When you start a fitness journey or a wellness journey, or you just get into a routine of actually moving your body, it can seem really hard when you first start, right? Especially when you've been sitting dormant for however long.
Think about how painful it is to get up out of bed every morning. Don't your bones hurt? Or is it just me?
No, you're just brittle because you're 10 years older than me. But like, I think it's really a shock to your system.
Yeah.
When you start moving your body in ways you have never before. B, you get older, right? That plays a huge role too. But I don't think it ever really gets easier, right? Like, your body adjusts for sure. But if it gets easy, then you're not putting in the work. Like, you might graduate from different weights or movements or whatever, but I don't think there's any finish line to wellness.
There never has been. The finish line is when you die. But moving your body, it's just a form of self-care. It's not selfish. It's essential. I was looking up moving your body quotes.
Yeah, not you just reading. reading something from Uppercase Living.
Never underestimate the power of moving your body every day.
What was the one quote? Be nice to your body. Take care of your body. It's literally the only place you have to live. That is true. I guess I'll ask you.
The body says what words cannot. Martha Graham.
I guess I'll ask you. Big fitness guy.
Huge fitness guy.
Loves the sauna. Equates 30 minutes in the sauna to a massive workout.
I don't know where this came from or what your problem is, but I would consider myself an athlete. I have athletic build. When I go to the gym, you think I'm just sitting in the sauna? I do have a workout regimen. I actually go in there. I do 30 minutes of cardio, 30 minutes of weights. I do. I get after it.
What do you do?
I love the sauna in the steam room? Yes, because there's a lot of health benefits that come with it. That's why I do it. Do I want to work out more when I get into a routine? Yes, and it only takes going to the gym one or two times to feel good, and you just keep after it. You keep going. It motivates you, especially right. when you start seeing results. The problem I have is I don't see the results, so I feel like I'm wasting my time, even though it makes me feel good.
Right.
I like working out. I do. I like being on the go and moving. You know,
He's a mover and shaker, guys.
I was an avid hiker in California. I was hiking all
See, I
the mountains.
See, about you.
All the peaks. I was hiking 4 days a week.
Oh, my God.
Runyon Canyon, Griffith Observatory, that other place with the rocks. I was all over
Runyon, the place. Not to be confused with Onion. Is that the one with the sign?
No.
hiking the sign.
That's not it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think, you know, we've done a lot of reflection this past year together and individually. We did a live weigh-in for you. I spilled my guts 2 weeks ago. And I think it's important to keep that in your routine, although as you get older, your sense of movement may look a little different. Like at the ripe age of 25, I was doing CrossFit. I was being crazy. I was chucking barbells over my head. That could not be me now.
Right.
That never will be me again. I ruined my hip doing that. I'm not doing that again. But you adjust as time goes on. Another thing, don't get discouraged. Like I'm talking to you, Moose. Don't get discouraged when you put in 2 days of cardio and you don't see your scale go down 5 pounds.
Of course, I know better than that. Of course. I mean, listen, we live in a world where we all want instant gratification when it comes to everything.
Correct. Correct.
I'll preach it, but it's not like I'm going to take my own advice.
No, absolutely not. He's stepping on the scale the moment he gets home. What the hell? I sat in the sauna for 30 minutes yesterday.
You know what my problem is right now at my age? I can't eat anything without gaining 2 pounds. That's
anything?
It's emotionally frustrating. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, okay, I'll give in. I'll have one brownie. Oh, I gained 3 pounds.
And when he says one, he means seven. These things happen.
Sometimes it is hard to eat just one.
Don't I know it?
Ask the Pringles guy. He knows.
Don't I know?
But I feel like when it comes to working out, does it get easier or do you just get used to it? I don't know if working out has ever been easy.
No.
I feel like it just becomes a part of your lifestyle. And that's what it is. It's routine. When you do something long enough every day, it becomes a habit, and then a habit becomes part of who you are.
Right. So use this as your Tuesday motivation. I know it's Taco Tuesday, but you can use this as motivation as well. Because
listen, you work out more than anyone I know, but what keeps you, because there's certain days where you just absolutely dread putting those sneakers on.
Yeah.
There are people, like when we get to work at 5 a.m., there's people that are already at the gym. The days you don't want to do it and you're struggling, how do you get in the mindset to convince yourself to do it anyways?
Honestly, I feel like going at the same time every day makes it easier because it's more muscle movement at this point. It's just like, oh, that's a part of my routine. There are some days where I'm just like dead tired. I don't want to do it. I'm not feeling it. And I'll just allow myself to honestly take a rest day. If I'm really not into it,
yeah.
Don't force yourself to do it. Now, if you're not into it like 7 days in a row, then
right.
maybe we should, you know, reconfigure some things. But allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself that grace. Get back on it the next day like it never happened. And there it is.
Get back on the horse.
Yes.
Health and wellness. For more tips and tricks, hit us up, guys.
Oh, we just got a text from the front door. Your Domino's is here.
My Domino's is here. Move your body daily to get strong, physically and mentally. That's another one by Michelle Graham. All right, Speaks by Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9898 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind from 2004, starring Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. Awesome film. We'll get to Breezy's review here, but take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. I think you crushed. I can't think of anything that I don't like about you.
But you will.
I just can't.
But you will. You will think of things. I'll get bored with you and we'll feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cut. Okay. That was a lot, but really subtle. Thank you so much.
Wait, I like crushed. I did so well.
Yes, pat yourself on the back, please. Here's the breakdown of the film. If you've never seen this movie, I recommend it. I don't know where Breezy stands on this, but we'll get to that. After a painful breakup, Clementine, played by Kate Winslet, undergoes a procedure to erase memories of her former boyfriend, Joel, played by Jim Carrey. Just wipe them from her mind. When Joel discovers that Clementine is going to extremes to forget about their relationship, he undergoes the same procedure and slowly begins to forget the woman that he once loved. It's an incredible film. And this is why I brought up...
Not the lobotomy.
Yeah, that's basically it. And this is why I brought up Severance yesterday on the show.
Right.
Kind of reminding me of parts of Severance on Apple TV. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 92%.
That's really high.
Well, it's a good film. Breezy, did this movie hold up? Yes or no?
Well... The whole lobotomy thing and erasing memories,
it's not unusual today.
It's not something you can grab from your PCP. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say no for that part, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that would want to be on this side of it.
Well, either you were in a really toxic relationship or you were hurt so badly from your past ex that you rather choose to forget about the whole thing. Then take those experiences and learn from them.
But I don't agree with that. Wow. I don't agree with that at all. Like, I've been in some pretty horrific situations, and I feel like every single one of them made me the person that I am today and taught me things about myself that I didn't know was possible. So for you to sit there and, like, erase them,
not everybody,
kind of a cop-out. No, genuinely.
All right, let's get into it. Before we do anything, let's start with this. What did you take from the film? What did you learn?
Well, I mean, kind of basically along the lines of what I said.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just erase things because
they made you uncomfortable.
Didn't like it, or it made you uncomfortable, or that's something that you wish didn't happen. That's not life. And if you're meant to be with somebody, you are going to be with them, no matter how many lobotomies you get.
Period.
And that's on period. So.
All right. Who's your favorite character in the film?
So Kate Winslet was Titanic, right?
Yes.
The Titanic girl. Yeah. So what I am like kind of struggling with in this is I just feel like Jim Carrey, unless he's like fully makeuped out, like glam.
Nobody can love him or find him attractive. Is that what you're saying?
No. I wasn't going to say that at all. He looks the same in every movie, and it's hard for me to, like, separate him from, like, this role and, like, Ace Ventura.
But really? He looked the same in The Mask?
Yeah. No, that's what I said. Besides, like, full glam and full, like, makeup and stuff. Not The Mask.
It's been, when you have movies like this and then the number 23, that movie he was in, that serious thriller, it's hard to picture him doing anything aside from a comedy because he's good at it. This was a sad film, but
it's hard to separate the actor and their, I don't want to say pigeonholed genre and them branching out into different roles.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see someone like Kate Winslet play this role and then be in The Holiday.
Not the blue hair.
What was your least favorite scene in the film?
I thought when they were meeting again on the train was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know that he knows. You know what I mean? And what else I thought was sad was, like, that he thought he had to go get it done, too, only because she had it done.
Right.
Like, be your own person, Jim.
This is not what he truly wanted.
No.
If you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, she's reviewing 2004's The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Did you have a favorite scene in the entire film?
Our scene.
Really?
Yeah.
The very ending.
Yeah.
Why was it your favorite scene?
Well, I mean, to know that I crushed as well as I did.
Oh.
And to know that I truly put my all into that role without knowing anything about it. It just goes to show how great of an actress I truly am.
I. You hear that, everyone?
It's really important to see yourself in the film.
Yes, of course.
It's really important to put yourself in the position of these characters.
Best throwback moment. Because we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah. The blue hair was crazy.
Okay. That doesn't happen today.
And them commuting on a train. That's such a throwback.
No, it's not.
Nobody does that anymore.
People ride the train every day.
No.
That's the best throwback moment. Okay, whatever you say. All right, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I'm only ranking it this because I didn't like the message. So I'm going to give it a 4-2, which I think is a pretty good score.
All right, yeah, we'll take a 4-2 today. I was going to say, please let it be anything higher than a 4. Otherwise, you're just doing a disservice to this film.
Yes.
There are people who are listening right now that haven't seen it yet, but totally recommend it. Go to Blockbuster tonight. Pick it up on VHS. Have yourself a movie night with the kids.
You know what I'm saying? And remember, be kind, rewind.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Brian says his decision to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend instead of his girlfriend's birthday is putting a wedge in their relationship.
That's really bad.
We're going to get him on the phone with us because he desperately wants to share with everyone why he feels she's being a little selfish.
Fair enough.
Sounds to me like he has a death wish, but carry on. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Most of us have been in a situation where we had to make a tough decision in a relationship. Brian doesn't think he's in the wrong on this one. Hi, Brian. Good morning. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's the tea, Bri?
Are you guys going to the parade this weekend?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, okay. No. I'm out of town, but I am going to miss it.
Oh, well, so hear me out. Am I going to be a real a-hole if I choose to go to the parade because my company's in the parade and I have to show up? But if I choose to do that instead of celebrating my girlfriend's birthday, am I really a bad guy here?
Well, that's the question we were asking earlier, which is why you're on with us. You got to break this down for us so we have a little bit more context.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is celebrating her birthday when? Is it that night or throughout the day? What's happening?
I mean, there's like drinks and then dinner.
Okay.
So it kind of goes from late afternoon to evening.
Is she going to the parade?
No, she's not. She's not going to be going to the parade.
Got it.
I tried to, ask her, convince her, but no. And we're like in the parade. My company has a float, so.
So you have to be there.
I have to be there.
Yeah.
I should say that my girlfriend's upset with me typically 80% of the time, like anyway. So it's not that unusual for me to be mad about something.
Wait. Your company's in the parade?
Yeah, we do like a big office float and we all...
Oh, I love that.
It's a big thing for me because I'm 50% Irish, so,
okay.
It's a big deal.
So, your girlfriend has an issue with, obviously, you not being able to attend her birthday.
Yeah, and, in my mind, the reason I'm annoyed at her is because the parade is this weekend, it's a big deal, and it's like work. I gotta work and go to my work event, and I just kind of want to know, do other women, would they be upset if I prioritize a work event over their birthday?
Well,
I'm not going to like skip her birthday completely. I already got her a gift and stuff, but.
Right. You're not going to the dinner.
Yeah. See, this is what I, hey, there's some holes in this story here. This is what I don't understand. If this is really a quote-unquote work event, why are you going to get so plastered out of your mind that you can't make it to dinner later?
I mean, it's like a whole work like event that we like bonding, you know. It's like
Brian, just be real, man. Listen, it's
you're going to meet up with your boys after?
It's parade day. You're getting blackout.
Parade day, yeah. It's just name of the game, and you know, it's like a tradition. We do it every year.
Yeah. Okay. He's worked at the company for 1 year.
Yeah, how long you been at the? How long have you been at the company?
Well, I've been at this company for a year, but you know, my boys and I go out every year all night till one easily.
Yeah. It's a massive work tradition. I can't miss it.
Dude, it's so important though, bro, to show face. You know what I mean? You don't want to look bad with the new company. You know what I mean?
Call it for what it is, Bri guy. You're gonna be on the float for like maybe an hour, and then you're getting absolutely hammered out of your mind. With
Wait a second. Do you have to be on it?
I mean, I don't have to be on it, but they're there, and I should be on it. Representing, obviously.
No, you know what's going to happen, Brian, is you're going to be, like, walking behind it, and that's going to be yeah, tough.
We're talking from experience. It's going to be a fun day, I'm sure. Let me ask you something about your girlfriend. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 4 years.
Okay. Have you ever missed a birthday?
We went out for St. Patrick's Day, and I did miss her, like, dance party birthday thing she had later. Yeah, So it was like, it wasn't much of a choice.
There's got to be a way you can split this up, man. Do the St. Patty's Day parade. It starts at what? Noon? It starts early. I mean, you got all day to hang and then make it to her happy hour. What time's the happy hour and drinks and then dinner?
It's like 6 or something.
Oh, dude, that's plenty of time, man. I mean, do you need to drink for 6 hours straight? It's a rhetorical question.
I mean, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, no, but yeah.
Let's
Patrick's Day.
Let's hear from our other people who are weighing in right now.
585 so full of crap.
252-9800
to me. So, and you stepped in it too. You stepped right in it. You literally blew yourself in. I pray to God your girlfriend's not listening to this right now.
Can we blame the guy? It's his holiday. He's 50% Irish.
Right, of course.
Brian, what are the repercussions if you don't go to your girlfriend's birthday dinner?
I mean, again, she's always mad at me. I can't see them being huge, you know? I mean,
okay.
I just take her out to dinner another night. I don't know. Like,
well, if you're not worried about it, neither are we.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You do you, boo.
Good luck. Good luck, buddy. All right, well,
I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say about this.
Yeah, let's get them on the line. Hey, man, well,
we're praying for you.
Have fun at the parade. Be safe. And happy birthday to your girlfriend. Or ex, I should say.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
All right. Yeah,
that's the most important.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Well, Jill says my husband last year missed our 8-year wedding anniversary because of the draft.
Right. Yeah.
Which
typical.
Which is really an excuse for him and his buddies to get blackout drunk and throw up on each other. Love that.
Sounds like a blast in a glass.
Peaks Y, who's this?
Hi, my name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda, what's up?
Hi. So I just wanted to comment. I think that if compromised by like what you guys said, attending the parade for a little bit, I get it. It has to do with work. It also sounds like it's a personal preference to go as well, which I completely understand.
Yeah, it's companies in the parade.
He's like, not even on the float.
So I get it, but if you could compromise, it's probably better off for him at home and in the long run. Like you said, do you have to drink for 6 hours? It's kind of rhetorical. You know, if you want to go home to your girl, you should probably make some time for the birthday party.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, I see where you're...
No worries, Amanda. I'll just crash on my buddy's couch. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd want to go to the parade, too, but, I mean, it's a little give and take here.
Right. That's what happens when you're in a relationship. You got to compromise. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
PXY, go ahead. You're live.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Carmen?
Yeah, man. How are you?
Oh, Carmen.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Guys, look, I know you may think I call a lot, but I could call almost every single day with stories you got. When you've been around as long as I have, you have stories, man. That's just what life's about.
I want to hear all of them. Every single last one.
You don't have time, man. So here's the thing. This guy here going to the St. Patrick's Day parade instead of his girlfriend's, what was she supposed to be doing?
Birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner, okay. I can relate. I had a girlfriend when I was dating her. She was practicing for this dance recital, and she was all hyped about this dance recital, but it fell on the same day as my buddy's graduation. And so I kind of went to
the graduation. What do you mean you kind of went to the graduation?
You had to make a decision.
Not you splitting your body in half.
I had to make a decision. Okay. I went with the one that was going to be more fun for me.
Right.
I know it's selfish. And everybody's going to be listening and thinking, I know.
Well, can I ask you, what's your advice to our boy, Brian?
I think we know.
My advice is to go to the birthday dinner because our relationship never recovered after that. And we ended up, we ended up splitting up.
Because you think about her every day?
It showed how selfish I was. So, and looking back now, I was, 18, 19 years old. So in hindsight, I would have gone to the recital.
Oh, dude, you live and learn. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
the one that
dude,
got
absolutely.
Away, Carmen. The one that got away, C-Man.
Let's not say that, but yeah, I hear you.
He's still thinking about it. All right, hey.
I know.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Bye.
This guy is absolutely insane. He's like, babe, I got to go to the parade. You know, this is a tradition that my work's been doing for 5 years. It's so important to the company.
All right.
This is literally been there for a year. So.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Swipe.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.